My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating, and the video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. Let me kill that. There we go. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. As I was saying, coming into this, you know, the more we talk about, whether we want to talk about the Durham report, which I think needs to be discussed, by the way. I think it's a significant issue. I think it validates the things that we've been talking about, the things that we've been saying regarding more than just you know the okay. Wow. All right, there we go. Now we're firing on all cylinders. All right, welcome back. To Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. All right, so here's the deal. You know, there's a lot of things that are happening, but so much of it remains the same. I mentioned coming in or coming out of the last hour and coming into this hour about the historical series just over the last 35 years and the continuity of the plan against us. And I mentioned, I was just saying that the Durham report, just as an example. Now, the Durham report is being put down by mainstream media, no surprise. The Democrats are, you know, using the same old arguments and the same old talking points. And why not? Because those same old arguments and same old talking points worked. I mean, I was reading the commentaries on a Wall Street Journal article that was talking about, and the title of let me see if I can even find it again. John Durham's Report and a Presidency in Crisis, an opinion piece by Holman W. Jenkins Jr., who, by the way, I don't know anything about Mr. Jenkins, but I read through what he had to say, and I think he's dead on. But reading the commentary, it's just, You can't, when someone has made up their mind, or potentially when someone has been indoctrinated in a particular way, there's not a lot of maneuverability to get them to think differently. For folks to still believe, and one of the points that was brought up was, well, you know, the Mueller report's conclusion. If you know the history of Robert Mueller, and you can read that history in John Milkovich's book, Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order, the content of which is all drawn from publicly available and verifiable sources, by the way. Not any of his conjecture. It's directly out of evidence that's publicly available, and he cites all of it in the book. The point there being that Mueller was tainted. And really, the Durham report, the greater value in the Durham report is not to validate that the Steele dossier was phony, or that the Clintons paid $12 million for all of that to as a political opposition piece and a hit job. The real meat of that is looking at the inner workings of the FBI, who claims today that they have changed, and yet we have January 6th. We have a brand new article out on Just the News. Let me see if I can find that piece. I believe it's on Just the News. Brand new piece that is out that maybe it was on Washington Times. Comer pipe bomb. Where was that? Epic Times, Nevada. No, okay. I'm going to have to... Don't tell me it was a Fox. Yeah, it was. It was on Fox News. FBI visits home of pro-life activist's mother, an act she was meant to intimidate, and she refuses to back down. FBI agents Ashley Roberts and Kathleen Brown. Gotcha! visited the childhood home of Elise Ketch and confronted her mother, Tracy Ketch, looking for the daughter, refused to give their identification, refused to say who they actually kind of were, but they're on a ring. They're on a ring. So we have their faces. We know exactly who they are. You know, nice little innocent girl is supposed to be there. I'm sorry. No assault on them directly, but my goodness. The FBI is claiming, they came out and said, yeah, we made mistakes in 2016. Yeah, we were goofing around and we kind of goofed things up in 2016, 2017. No big deal. No big deal? No big deal. It is a huge deal. You disrupted a presidency. Your behavior facilitated an attempted coup against a sitting president. Your behavior has influenced a public opinion that still holds to the lies that you put forward. So yeah, it's a great big deal, Christopher Wray. It's a huge deal. And you guys knew it. And your people had meetings about it. And McCabe's still out there lying. But all of that, and then to claim, well, we've cleaned things up, we've changed this procedure, that you're still kicking down doors, you're still knocking down the doors of people in front of their seven children and taking guys like Hauk out because why? Where are you kicking down the doors of the people who shut down the Golden Gate Bridge? Are you kicking down the doors of the protesters all across the country that sat across and blocked highways and roads and disrupted traffic? What about their doors? What about kicking their doors down? Did any of that happen? And I'm not saying you should go kick their doors down. I'm just asking, why not? Which one of the rioters that set fire, whose digital images you certainly have, which one of them, whose door of them? Because I'm sure that if you were kicking down their doors, we would absolutely know about it. Because the media would cover that. Because they're on that side, not our side. You say that you've changed things. You haven't changed 2020. You didn't change how you look at your behavior. Look at the nonsense you're still doing with pushing these fake patriot groups to run around in white masks. Come on. And that's what the Durham report actually shows us. What the Durham report actually shows us is that the corruption of the FBI runs from top all the way down into the middle ranks. That the only way to clean it up at this point is probably just to shut it down. And to those that are out there cheering and saying yay about that, and I know David Shostokas was on yesterday, and I respect his constitutional opinion regarding there not being a place for a federal police agency, and I, you know, and we can go back and say, well, it was questionable or what have you when it was initially created. You see, the thing is that, you know, just like Patriot Acts and things of this nature, there's a righteous justification for the creation of certain mechanisms But remember that absolute power corrupts absolutely. And the FBI was provided a form of absolute power as a federal law enforcement arm. All of that to be said, as we would cheer the dismantling of the FBI, let's not get into the place, well, you know, dismantle. We don't want to dismantle the police. I know. That's not us, right? Here's the issue. Read the 45 goals of the Communist Party. And one of those goals is to destroy the FBI. Now, why? Why would the FBI be a target of the communist goals for taking over and destroying America? Because, see, communism can operate above local law enforcement, and by being able to have a communication that is above local law enforcement for coordination purposes, they can then infiltrate and take over local law enforcement, and there's nobody in the in-between to stop it, to investigate it, to identify it, and to protect the integrity of the local law enforcement. You follow me? Communism wants to take out the FBI because then a KGB-type element can come in and replace the FBI within American law structure. And make no mistake, that's exactly what Obama was doing. Obama was circumventing FBI and creating his own national police force. And then he was sending those national police force members in to essentially take over local law enforcement. Look it up. That was the plan, and that's what they were doing. And they've done it in certain districts. Now, some of that became unwound under President Trump, but not all of it. And that's the purpose for the dismantling of the FBI. We have to understand the wiles of the enemy. They're gonna work to get us to help them to implement their plan while thinking that we are protecting. So while we're out here looking this way, defending, they're back there behind us running a whole nother agenda. That's the reason why you had the FBI going in and trying to infiltrate patriot groups to pretend as though, oh, we're going to get, you know, I mean, the whole Whitmer thing, which completely imploded because it was clear that it was FBI informants and FBI pushed. And what's happened with that? What's really happened with that? Nothing. Oh, we're the FBI and we've changed our ways. No, you haven't. No, you haven't changed your ways. The root is wicked and evil. So as we carefully assimilate and assess, how do we take that mechanism apart? We better also be very mindful of the fact that it was the purpose of the Communist Party's goals to destroy the very entity that now we on the right, quote unquote on the right, want to dismantle because of its corruption. See, it was a win-win situation for the bad guys. Corrupt the FBI, and then the right will come in, the law and order people will come in, and they'll want to take it apart. And we want it taken apart. And we want it taken apart because we're going to come in and we've already got a plan, and Obama was implementing the plan. I know you might say, oh, you're repeating yourself. I'm doing that intentionally because I want us to understand what this is really about. So the Durham Report's true benefit to us is not to validate all of our pat us on the back. Oh, see, we were right. Here's more evidence of the fact that we were right. No. It's good to unpack that. It's good to see the facts that are brought forward. Thank you to Technifog and Reactionary for putting all that together and the deep dive that they took, truly. But ultimately, what we need to recognize is what I've been talking about when I brought on John Malkovich, gosh, 2 years ago. Maybe it was longer than that. I've got to go back now and look at that. I replayed it just recently, but again, do you see the relevance? See the relevance of why understanding Robert Mueller and his involvement with the FBI and the corruption that was engaged and going on then all the way back almost 30 years? So important for us to understand. And then to understand, and now they've got a documentary out about Waco, and oh, look at the tentacles, and look at, and you know what, they got to vilify that. Ruby Ridge, Waco, the Bundy land situation, Lavoie Finicum, all of that, it's all tied together, ladies and gentlemen. It's there is, and it's a testing, and it's a testing, and it's a testing. And it's a testing by the enemy within who is working diligently to destroy this country. But what is our defense? What is the greatest weapon that we possess? Because what are we fighting? We are not wrestling against... Yes, we need to see these strategies. We need to identify these strategies. And we need to walk carefully so that we don't walk into their trap. But more importantly than that, we need to recognize what's behind all of it. And what's behind all of it is satanic. I'm still jury out on what Greg Locke is doing. I think Greg has had some great things to say. He's been very forth, you know, he's been one of the warriors out there, and that's great. And now his church is doing this deliverance thing, and that's great. And I need to see this film. But I can tell you that all of the manifestations and all of that kind of stuff, not necessary. It's a demonic show. And it's not necessary. The God does not create a platform for the enemy to show off. Listen to what I just said. God does not create a platform for the enemy to show off. God creates platforms for his children to show them off to bring glory to him. God creates platforms to raise up, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and in due time, what? He will exalt you. Why? So that you can exalt him. Critical. All right, I got to take a break because, we're going to be going to India again here in just a minute, live. I'll take this break and, we'll be coming up. We'll be back. Here we go.
So up next, we have Clanslight. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And Clanslight is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make